I'm Mara Liasson in New Hampshire, where the filing period for candidates ended on Friday.
It is time for real change. And it's going to start right here in New Hampshire.
I couldn't be happier or prouder to be competing in the New Hampshire primary.
It's a long way from Hope, Arkansas to New Hampshire to file for President of the United States.
We now know who will be on the ballot in the New Hampshire primaries, but we still don't know when voters here will go to the polls.
Whether it's in December, January, or next week.
The New Hampshire Secretary of State is expected to announce the date soon, and the smart money is on January 8th, just 5 days after the Iowa caucuses. For the Democrats, New Hampshire is the place where front-runner Hillary Clinton has built a firewall. Her campaign believes it's formidable enough to withstand even a loss in Iowa. She's maintained a steady 20-point lead over Barack Obama here, but independent voters are a wild card. They could make up almost 40% of the Democratic primary vote, and right now Obama is getting the lion's share of their support. For the Republicans, the race is much more fluid. No GOP candidate has been able to build a big lead here. Mitt Romney, the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts, has spent millions of dollars in the state, and that's helped him establish a small lead in the polls. But Rudy Giuliani, who's been running a strong second, has started to spend a lot more time here. Then there's John McCain, who won the New Hampshire Republican primary in 2000 and still has a strong base of support. New Hampshire itself is a state in political flux. It's been moving steadily away from the Republican column in presidential elections and is now firmly in the swing state category. Democratic presidential candidates won the state in 1992, 1996, and 2004, and after the Democrats' historic sweep of the 2006 midterm elections here, they're optimistic about winning New Hampshire's 4 electoral votes again 1 year from today.